We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to end the week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
Delightful and quotable.
Tell us more.
We got quoted by George Will this past weekend in the op-ed section of the Washington Post. He was writing about the economy, and he started by saying the Capitol Steps begin their show with an announcement that says, in the event of an emergency, please remain seated and wait for a federal bailout, which is true. We do say that. And he actually thought that he could quote us in a serious op-ed piece about, you know, laissez-faire capitalism or something. So we're part of the serious debate about the economy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means you have to come up with a solution.
Gosh. I'm not even sure where all the money went, even.
Exactly. Well, the Capitol Steps are so successful, you're probably going to be called in for advice just because you're the one company not looking for a federal handout right now.
That's right, because, well, we're like, you know, some of these businesses that are doing well, like Campbell's Soup and Walmart, I guess, you know, we're like the Campbell's Soup and Walmart of comedy, I guess. We, you know, people will always need cheap, reliable comedy.
Oh, there's so many analogies we could make off of that. We had the bailout before on the financial institution, $700 mm-hmm. billion, and now everyone's pushing for a bailout of the auto industry.
Yes, and I actually think that the Capitol Steps may be somewhat responsible for this, because for many years we have been encouraging people to buy these SUVs that now people realize that maybe they shouldn't have bought. So I thought in honor of that, we would play our SUV song today.
Excellent. The Capitol Steps create the crisis. Now they'll solve the crisis. Here we go.
Well, I heard that other countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103. I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out, you can't see. I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Now the road may have congestion, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't y'all pester me with questions like, oh, what would Gandhi drive? You won't catch me at Starbucks if I need a drink or a snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down would have fed a town in Somalia for a year. You wanna send me a birthday card? Well, check that address with me. When I'm on the road, got my own zip code just for my SUV.
Yeah! Oh, Elena.
Your Starbucks, too. You've heard of them also, right?
Yes. As far as I know, they're solvent, too.
Yeah, my dream of having a Starbucks in the back of my car may not be right anymore.
Not yet, but you never know.
Yeah, and you know, when we first heard that song, of course, we were mocking SUV owners and sort of turned into an anthem.
Yeah, exactly right. Be careful what you create there. Well, I know you're excited about another thing, too, potentially.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Secretary of State Clinton?
Oh, my goodness. Keep her in the news. Keep him in the news. Oh, that'd be just great. That'd be like Barack's way of making up for the fact that he's not as funny as the past couple presidents. So
you know, all the embarrassing stuff will happen on the diplomatic end. That'll be great.
Yeah, what could go wrong there?
Right. Oh, my gosh. I don't know who'd be more excited about that, Bill or Hillary.
The ambassador to Sweden was going to be his next choice, I guess.
Probably so.
Elena, unfortunately, got to run. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online as well, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.